you for joining us here on the Neutral Zone. I am Phil Milani, joined as always by my partner in crime, my esteemed colleague. Really, the best way to describe this person is my everything. It's at Eric Dalal.
Phil.
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Nice to be back.
It's Thursday.
Thanks for having me on.
It's Thursday, and we've got fresh mindset. We're energized, and
looking ahead.
It's Every it's really week. Freeing. I feel like I just feel really relaxed.
Feel relaxed. Every week counts the same, Phil.
Exactly.
Yeah, one this true. Weekend.
As Mike McGlinchey says, one is a streak.
That's true.
Well, looking to get on a winning streak a little.
Let's see what happens. Let's do it.
We're not alone in the studio today, Eric.
No, we have Neutral Zone Nation here with us.
Well, of course. Yeah, I know. But also back on the program, Ben Swanson.
It's always a joy to be around such positive people.
You made it back from Miami, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
I hopped on my commercial flight and came back here.
Commercial?
That's,
yeah. What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Like a Paramount Plus flight, something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Some of us are not on the team charter.
Well, you weren't here on Monday on the show.
Yeah.
Breaking out of the game. It was just kind of weird that you weren't here. That's all we're saying.
We missed you.
You did a show?
We did a show Monday, yeah, of course. Just like every Monday we do a show breaking down the game. And you weren't here, and we were just sort of like, oh, maybe something happened in Miami. Yeah. You know? I heard that you were trying to bring back some cigars. There were some problems at the airport. I don't know what happened.
I don't think that applies anymore.
I don't know what happened, but something happened. Some kind of something.
It's true. I heard that.
Yeah. So anyway, we don't have to get into that. I'm sorry to bring that up. Is that not what happened?
That's not what happened.
Oh, God.
But you always have such a creative mind.
I'm just saying that that's what I heard.
We're not saying
that. I'm not saying that.
Somebody said that.
Yeah. I heard it. So. Anyway, we got a nice little show coming up here. I went into the locker room once again, and I said, I got to find someone who's got the pulse of this team, someone who knows what's going on, someone who's going to get this thing turned around for the Broncos. And I found Matt Henningsen. And nice. You know, we talked a little bit about the defense, how they're hoping to bounce back this week, and also talked to him about an engineering paper that he recently had published. He's a very smart.
Did he explain it to you?
Yes, he did, and I was right there the whole time. I was follow up question after follow up question.
Right.
And
you're like, what about this?
After we finished, he was like, "You're really smart," and I said, "Thank you."
He said, "Yeah, you want to be the co-author on my next paper?"
Yeah.
He said, "Kind of beneath me."
I was like, "I'm kind of working a little bit."
Yeah. Astro.
But he published a paper helping doctors work with MRIs with people who have had blood clots in their brain. So, he's doing some really important work here. This, of course, is not happening during football season.
No.
This is an off-season type of deal for him, but there's not a lot of guys I would say on the team that are. Oh, are you okay? That was all on camera.
Perfect.
Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, which is really the only way to enjoy the show. Yeah. You had a little hair on there, or what's going on your microphone?
Yeah, nothing happened. Sorry.
Yeah, the stress of the season, your hair is just falling out in the middle of the show.
I think it was a Swanson beard hair.
Oh, that. Let's remember that for a comment that we'll read a little bit later.
Okay.
Coming up on our, in that
show?
Portion of the show. Yeah, in that portion of the show. Anyway, we talk about Matt Henningsen, some really cool work that he's doing off the field. And then we'll also talk about the pulse of this team, Eric, the pulse, the heartbeat, the mentality. Where are they right now? And what would a win mean this week?
Mm.
Well, yeah. Mm. Get back out on the football field, get a win, and get it going. Change
some footballing.
I think that it could change a lot of things for this team. Just one win.
One win is all it takes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
So I think that's what we'll talk about. But first, Eric, this is an interactive show.
That's right, Phil.
We're here for NZ Nation.
That's right.
It's not NZ Country. It's NZ Nation.
No, it's different.
It's way different. Yeah. And it's an interactive show. How do people get involved?
NZ-land.
Yeah, NZ. Welcome to NZ-land.
So there's many ways you can get involved. You could leave a voicemail at 707-NEUTRAL. You could leave an email at neutralzoneshow@gmail.com. You could tweet at us directly on X, at Eric Dallala with an A, at Phil Milani with a PH.
PH, non-traditional spellings.
That's right. Or, Phil, you could go to the Broncos' official YouTube page, find the Neutral Zone, hit that subscribe button, and then you leave a comment. And if your comment is good enough, we will read it right here on the air, which is what we're going to do right now.
Right now. And they do have to be really good. So
inappropriate.
And very appropriate, yeah. Rocky Suds Detailing.
Oh, he's back.
Good friend of the show. Good
Rocky Suds.
Mr. Suds. Yeah. How did that all go, Swanson?
It's good. I got some lift put on the truck, so it's actually even taller.
Oh, got it.
Nice.
And you had to have a lot of ladders, right, to just help Mr. Suds get into the car?
Well, I need the ladders. He didn't need the ladders.
Oh, he didn't need the ladders. Yeah, one of those little cherry buckets that just lift them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, he wants to know who's going to be the leading tackler for the Broncos at the end of the season, Josie or Alex?
Mm.
What do you think? Who will lead the team in tackles?
Well, as we're recording this, Phil, it appears Josie is dealing with a little bit of an injury. So we'll have to see if he goes this weekend. Yeah,
that's true.
I think Alex last year got him, right?
Alex did lead the team in tackles, and he currently leads the team in tackles.
Oh, by how many?
By three?
40?
Three.
Oh.
Three. So 40 close. Would be to, impressive through three 19. Games.
It would be impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Alex is a
flying around out
guess.
There.
He's a, around. Yeah.
I'll say Alex, too. Joel Anthony, 3366. Long time.
That's cool.
Big. Yeah. You think it's a real Joel Anthony?
Who's Joel Anthony?
Basketball. Is he a basketball player?
Oh, I didn't know that. I know Joel Embiid.
Fake Nuggets fan.
Let's move on. I mean, he played for the Miami Heat.
He's famous, bro.
I don't know that guy.
He's a Canadian former NBA player. This is really...
And I really know a lot of my Canadian former NBA players.
He played in the NBA for a while.
My apologies.
He's a two-time NBA champion.
This could be the same Joel Anthony.
It could be.
Longtime NZ listener and huge baseball fan. Huge. I had hope for Swanson until now. Obviously, no hope for you two before this.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Still not getting rid of me that easily, though. I like NZ because you provide entertaining Broncos content and information without the crybaby Broncos opinions on other pods.
Oh.
Yes. No crybabies on here. We don't have time.
Pretty good. And no crying in baseball or the neutral zone.
That's true. Darren Tadlock, shout out Phil's mom for giving birth to a fully grown Phil. I think that's
pretty impressive.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how that came up, but we talked about it.
Natural birth.
Yeah. Mr. Presto 85, you guys talking about glizzies?
You come out with that hair?
Yeah. You
glasses
know, you
or
can't
no?
teach
glasses
this.
Or no?
Yeah, of course. I had the wrong. The refraction was a little off. So I need the glasses to help. Yeah.
But you came out with the glasses on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That probably was uncomfortable, but. Yeah.
It's a miracle of us.
Childbirth is a miracle. Yeah. Let's just be honest. Mr. Presto.
I didn't know I was having 1.5 babies.
Doctor, you didn't tell me. Yeah. Sometimes it's surprises. Mr. Presto 85, you guys talking about glizzies? Of course, we talked about hot dogs.
We were, yep.
Last time, so. J. Prez Bronk, Swanson.
Back again.
This one is for you. Ben Swanson's hairline is almost as far back as our last playoff win. That's a good roast.
I don't
roast.
Know about that.
Might be there's, further.
Yeah.
Someone commented and said, bruh. Yeah. That was a...
Ooh, Phil, in this
that
shot,
was a good one.
When you look directly ahead good? And you look down...
Oh, let me look right into the camera. Is it good or not good?
Oh, I think it's... What? Maybe it's like last road win.
Hold on. Hold your,
no,
hold your hand and then
no,
pull
it's
it
not.
Back. Yeah, perfect.
This looks pretty good, I think. I think... I think it looks pretty good. I don't. There's nothing. Considering this is solid. What are you talking about?
Considering it's a hairpiece, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's glued on nicely.
Spent a lot of money on this.
The plugs?
Yeah. Surgery, a lot of stuff, yeah. And then the last thing here is just from Captain Mayo.
Mayo?
Mayo. Like mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's what,
that's what we call you.
Says, my everything, this gets real old. Why? Because I'm just white. I'm so white. Yeah. I'm cream. I'm like Larry Bird. Clear. Oh, what is it? Clear?
I think it's clear.
Yeah, he says, the my everything, is it gets real old.
We've heard this.
NZ Nation, let him know.
Mayo boy.
Let's, yeah, let's let Mr. Mayo know what how we feel about everything. This is... Must
this, guy's
be
out here, this guy's out here like a mayo. Give me a break.
I do enjoy, like, on a night, on a sandwich, I'll always get mayo.
Yeah. I, of course, have, I'm a little bit snooty.
You like the aioli.
I have aioli.
You need aioli.
Yeah, like, yeah, like a nice garlic aioli.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss me with that mayo.
Yeah,
miss
yeah.
me with the mayo.
At what point does it transition from mayo to aioli?
I think it's got to be whipped a little bit, right?
I think
blended with something.
I'm not sure.
When What's you charge point? $4 for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When does it cross over?
Can I get that Hellman's aioli, please? Yeah.
You got to go Hellman's. Not a sponsor, but that is obviously the best mayo.
Well, it's a divisive topping, certainly. Mayo.
Mayo. Oh, some people don't like mayo, huh?
What do you mean, huh? Like, is that news to you?
Well,
it's a pretty big thing.
I guess. I didn't know
I think
that.
That's a pretty...
well-known fact.
Yeah. Like, if you're like ketchup...
Is mustard
like,
is normal?
I would say mustard is less divisive than mayo.
What about Sriracha? What's the number one most divisive condiment?
Mayo.
Mayo, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Sriracha?
I think that's universally beloved.
Really? Yeah.
Is Sriracha mainstream enough?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah. Is salsa a condiment?
No.
I don't know. Well, that's a different... That's like a topping, more of a topping.
It's a dip, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you look up the difference between mayo and aioli? I think it's probably got to be blended with something.
It's possible. Because it's mayo is just like oil with eggs and like a little vinegar, maybe some mustard. And you emulsify it. You know what I mean? A little salt, pepper. I don't know what... You do have to whip it to make mayo.
Whip.
So like how does it become aioli?
True aioli is an emulsion created with just aioli. Garlic and extra virgin olive oil.
Garlic. See, I think
it has to have garlic to be aioli.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
It's interesting. I do like an aioli, though. Like on a burger? Yes. Aioli. Yes.
It says some restaurants tout aioli on menus when they're really using flavored mayonnaise.
Oh,
you heard it first.
Does this really go?
Yeah, yeah,
folks.
Yeah, we've uncovered a little bit of a thing here. Yeah,
they're calling it mayo.
Oh, you're doing the wind horse?
Yeah, they're calling it aioli, but there's no garlic.
Makes you think. Where's the garlic?
What is it? Yeah. What is the etymology of aioli?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think that it's somebody who wanted garlic-flavored mayo.
What? No, like the language.
It says the name aioli translates to garlic oil.
Yeah, from what
Probably
language?
Probably Italian, I would imagine. Aioli.
It's like in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, where it's like, it's Greek.
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
This is how Swansea uses the internet.
Yeah, he's like...
Wow.
It says the etymology on Merriam-Webster.com. Occitan, O-C-C-I-T-A-N.
We'll have to come back to that.
Of course.
Yeah.
We were on to something there, but then it just the momentum died.
Southern France.
They don't want you to know. Big Mayo doesn't want you to know. The etymology
of
aioli.
Shut that down. Huh? The Hellman's people. They know.
Yeah, they're like, good. Say it's Occitan. They'll never know. They'll just say, okay.
Yep.
They'll move on with their podcast about football.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into our first and really only topic.
Was that all the YouTube comments?
Yeah, that was all.
Oh, okay. You didn't say last one and then do three more, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah. I just said the last one and then I did the last one.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
And it was that they don't like the everything.
Got it.
So that was... Mayo that was
boy.
The Mayo.
The Mayo boy.
Mr. Mayo, I would say.
Yeah, Mayo man.
Yeah, Mayo man.
It's Mr. Mayo to you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. First and only topic here. What would a win mean for this Broncos team? Go.
Go. Well, I just think you've got to get one to build some belief, to get the taste from the last 3 weeks out of your mouth to move forward. It's always easier to, we talked about this ahead of week one, it's always easier to believe in a direction and believe in what you're doing when you see results, right? And it doesn't mean that you can't keep the faith if you don't have it, but certainly sooner or later here, you've got to get a win. You've got to feel that positive momentum. Maybe you find something that clicks and works, and you discover a player or some sort of personnel grouping or a philosophy that works, and you're able to move that forward. And listen, there are teams, as we've talked about, that have started seasons slow and found a way to put things together and gone on a little run here. But at some point, you've got to take that first step. And so I really think that a win over the Bears would just be the first step in the right direction. It's not an end-all, be-all. It's not a sign that you've gotten there. I think we talked about this on Monday, Phil, when Sean Payton said it's not going to be fun until we start winning. I don't think he meant get one win. He meant kind of the culture of winning. But you can't get to that, and you can't, be on a long win streak until you get the first one. And so it's just that first step in the right direction. Broncos desperately need to take it, and they have an opportunity this week.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that it's been a long training camp. It's been a long, you go through the preseason. These first 3 weeks did not go how anybody had hoped. A win kind of just gives you a little more wind in your sail. Wind in your sail. Sails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's got a sail, so when there's wind in it, everybody sails.
I think it's generally sails, right?
Well, I don't know. What if your boat only has one sail?
Don't most boats have multiple?
Well, maybe wind in your sails. Fact check?
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably didn't need Swanson for that one.
Yeah.
We probably just all knew. That's okay. I'm trying.
You're trying.
I'm trying.
Just one idiom in the one correct idiom could get you started.
I'm learning, and I feel more confident.
Yep.
So I think that it just gives a little more life to this team, and they've been all asked about it this week. Sean Payton said, hey, if we win this one, maybe you guys will start asking me the fun questions, right. And he had a nice moment there with the reporters, I thought.
With the R's. I was there.
You were there, of course.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Chuckled.
A little bit of a chuckle there, yeah. Russell Wilson talked about, what that would feel like, he always stays positive, But, Mike McGlinchey was talking in the locker room, like, hey, all you need one is, to start a streak. And he said, thinking the season's over after 3 weeks is crazy. I just think a win helps build confidence. It helps you feel like, okay, what we're doing is working, because I think when you watch the Broncos, you see growth in certain areas. I think if you're able to put all of that together and get a win, it just helps. It'll just sort of wash the bad taste out of your mouth, we're talking to Ryan Harris, my good friend Ryan Harris, on a little program we call Broncos Weekend.
Woo.
That's nice. He just says after a game like that, you want to just get back on the field as quickly as possible, And I think that's what this team I think that the Broncos are going to come out and be fired up and try to get on the Bears pretty quickly here just because they want to prove that this isn't what they were about, And I think they just want to get back out there.
Yeah, and listen, I know last week was tough, and we've discussed kind of everything that happened there. The first 2 weeks of the season, Phil, the Broncos did some really good things.
Yeah.
And, Russell Wilson on Wednesday – essentially, he kind of alluded to this before, but he was like, we feel like we should be 2-1 right now.
Yeah.
He said, hey, we didn't play as well as we should have against Miami, but those first two, we feel like we should have won those football games. And obviously the vibe around here would be much different if you were 2-1 than if you're 0-3, right? But
totally.
But the Broncos still showed that they can play good football in those first two games. And so I think you've got to go back to some of the good things you did in those games, a start against Washington where you score 3 quick touchdowns, a game against the Raiders where you're able to score right before halftime. Take some of those things move them forward and realize that this last game is not who you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's the reality of the National Football League that there are some teams that are competing for Super Bowls right now. They're Super Bowl contenders, and there's some teams that are trying to move forward and just kind of build a culture, build a program, essentially. The Broncos, I would say, it's fair to say, are closer to that, the latter category there. And so, you know, a loss to the Dolphins, and again, we've heard people say, hey, keep it closer, blah, blah, blah. A loss to the Dolphins in and of itself is not disqualifying in terms of having a season that you can be proud of. The Broncos, though, I think, against the Bears, need to show the type of football they played those first 2 weeks, get a win, and then it puts you back on this track to just build things. And when you listen to Mike McGlinchey particularly talk, who came from a place where, you know, the Niners were not good before he got there. They struggled his first year. I think they won 4, 5, 6 games his first year.
Yeah.
And then they built up, and you get calloused. You learn how to win. Those first 2 weeks of this season were about, I think, learning how to win, closing out games, et cetera, et cetera. That's what this week can be of, hey, let's learn how to get one. And once you do that, then the guys in the locker room, I think, can say, okay, well, now let's try to keep that going in Week 5 against the Jets. And you slowly build, but it's got to start with kind of a very focused approach on one goal. If not, hey, and Alex Singleton said this, let's not worry about playoffs or having a winning record or improving our record from last year. Let's just focus on one game. And if the Broncos can do that and get a win, it maybe resets things a little bit, puts you in position to try to make a little bit of to build momentum, but it's got to start with one.
Yeah, you got to focus instead of taking a macro approach, just go really micro here. And even for Russell Wilson, he talked about, let's just win Wednesday. Let's win Thursday. And I do think that the way teams practice, that translates to games, you know. So practice hard, practice at a fast pace, practice smart, and then those things will carry over to Sunday. And that's what the Broncos have to do here. I mean, try to just flip the script, turn the page, move forward here. And the Bears find themselves in a very similar spot, Eric. Both teams looking for their first win. And, you know, I think from the Bears' perspective, you were hoping that, you know, hey, maybe Justin Fields figured some stuff out at the end of last year, certainly with his legs. I mean, he rushed for more than 1,100 yards last season. I think there was a hope there that this team was going to take that next step this season. First 3 weeks, not gone their way either. So these two teams in a similar spot heading into this one, both thinking like, all right, we need to get a win here and get things righted and head in the right direction. So I think anybody who's expecting, hey, this is just a Bears team that the Broncos should win and should go there and get it done, it's not just going to be that easy. I mean, these are two teams that are going to play with a little bit of desperation. I mean, Justin Simmons called every week a must win, but he said, you know, when you're at this point, you're scratching, you're clawing, I think is what he said. That's where both of these teams are going to be.
So I think, I mean, when you're 0-3, you can't just assume anything is going to be a walk in the park, that you're just going to take care of business. The Broncos have to be focused and locked in order to get this win. And then, you know, it's just about, there are certain games, I feel like, against certain teams, like the upper echelon of the league, that are tough. But 90% of your games are against teams that are somewhere kind of like in that middle range of the NFL, where everybody plays each other close. Everybody has a chance any given Sunday. And so, you know, can the Broncos find themselves in those sorts of games and take advantage of those opportunities? Obviously they didn't the first couple of weeks, but you've got to play that type of football where you put yourself in games, give yourself a chance, and then make plays in big moments and learn how to win. And you know, if you can do that, you don't know what can end up happening. And we've seen the Broncos, I think the thing the last few years is that the Broncos generally have had a chance each of these years to do something, right? I mean, I think back to 2018, Broncos were 3-6. They get back to 6-6, and you've got a chance, and they weren't able to do it. And then, I think to 2020, the Broncos started 0-3. They get back to 3-4, have a chance to even their record, not able to do it against the Chiefs. There's a couple other examples from these last, Teddy's year. I think the Broncos were 7-6.
Cincinnati.
He obviously suffers an injury, which makes it more difficult. But the Broncos were in position after that win over the Lions to potentially break the playoff drought. The Broncos have a lot of work to do here, but I think the key is that at some point when you, and this is talking a little bit too far ahead maybe, but at some point you've got to take that step. Next step.
The tipping point.
Right. But you can't get to that tipping point unless you take that first step, right? Yeah. And so that's what this week is eventually you're going to get to a point where maybe you've got a game that your season hangs in the balance in, but until you give yourself that opportunity, you've got to win a few here.
Yeah.
And it starts against Chicago.
One way I kind of think about it is like in a game, there are a few plays that really tip the scales in one way or the other. And then in the course of a season, there's a few games that really determine a lot of things. So it's almost like the season is a game. You know what I mean?
See
what I'm saying?
This is the first quarter of the game.
Yeah, exactly. So the Broncos, there's still a long ways to go here, but you got to take that first step. And I do feel like you've just seen enough growth, like I'm talking about since the training camp began to now. You've seen it over that extended period of time that this is a better football team than they were a year ago. They just got to sort of put it all together and just play. I think Russ kept saying clean and tight. Those are two ways that he was describing it. Just get all of it together into one game and then that'll get it done. You know, like it's there. It's kind of like you're trying to light a fire. There's like sparks, you know, but there's not enough all at once to get it going. Let's get a fire lit here and get going. Cause I'm hungry.
And cold.
Yeah. Chicago, it's a cold place. You're going to need that fire.
That's true.
You're going to need that fire.
And a blankie.
Swanson will have his blankie.
Yeah, he will, of course.
Flannel?
Maybe.
Wow.
That could be really nice.
Sometimes if you look really closely, like pregame, these guys are warming up. Swanson's running around out there. You can see what he's wearing. No flannel last week.
No, too hot.
Too hot. Man,
toasty.
What would have happened?
Sweating.
I would have passed out. Flannel.
Yeah,
you would have passed out. And ruined the shirt. Oh, my goodness.
Could have been really bad. Well, one guy who needs a lot of flannel up in Wisconsin is Matt Henningsen.
Good tease.
That's a segue.
Good transition.
I'm a pro. You know, I'm a pro. We talked to him earlier this week in the Broncos locker room. Went over a few things, just where this defense is hoping to bounce back and get a little bit tougher here moving forward. And then also we talked to him about some stuff off the field. So please enjoy this conversation. All right, Matt, after a game like last week, are you guys just eager to get back out there this Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this Sunday can't come soon enough. I mean, can't wait to get out to Chicago.
What do you think is something that you guys can do to help just sort of alleviate some of the problems you've been having on defense?
I mean, just a big thing this week is just stopping the run game and doing what we can to put together the best week for we can.
Was watching the tape as brutal as coaches made it sound like it was going to be?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. But, I mean, you watch the tape, you evaluate, you see the things that didn't go well, the things that did, things like that. And that's just how you do it after a game.
As a player, do you try to remove what's happened and just focus on, hey, how do we get better this week? Is that sort of the mindset?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, in the NFL, you have a new team every single week, right? So you can't dwell. You can't. Keep your head down. You just got to keep looking forward, and that's what we're doing.
What do you see from this Bears team coming up?
I see a pretty explosive run game. I mean, they got Fields in the backfield who can definitely make some plays. They got like four running backs, all of whom can make plays, and then some pretty good players on the perimeter. So just trying to find a way to stop all their weapons, contain the quarterback, and get off the field.
Talking about Fields there, setting the edge is something that Sean Payton's brought up, like one of the goals for this defense here. Is that something you've just been focusing on in practice?
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, anybody can set the edge. I mean, you can even set the edge from a shade on the center, right? Like if you get enough knockback, I mean, you can really shut a play down and nothing can get outside of you. So that really stems from everyone across the front.
Matt, away from football, I know you've been busy working on some papers. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I just got a paper published in the Journal of Magnetic Resonance Imaging. It's essentially something a paper that describes a machine learning algorithm that can automatically segment a intracerebral hemorrhage along with the edema that can be used as a tool to assist surgeons while trying to remove the blood clot from the brain.
Oh, wow. And this is like a scan, the scan that they use, or it's like while they're actually working on a brain?
Yeah, so it's essentially an MRI image, right, that you put into this algorithm and it'll automatically segment the clot and then the edema that surrounds it, right? And sometimes it's really difficult to figure out exactly where the clot is during the extraction when you go in for a procedure for these surgeons, right? So we're just trying to make sure that you can pinpoint that exact location so you can go in and remove as much of the clot as possible to make sure that these people can have as good of a quality of life as possible.
Wow, that's amazing. Is this something that you've been passionate about for a long time, like the science part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got an engineering degree in college and I got a master's degree in machine learning and signal processing. And that's really what I applied to that paper. So I'm just trying to keep up with that and break a mental sweat too, right?
How do you balance that and football?
I mean, obviously right now my focus is solely on football. I don't have anything else distracting me at the moment. I mean, that was just, that's something we finished up a year or so ago and just have been progressing towards publication. And we finally just got it done, which was pretty exciting. But I mean, obviously right now, it's not like I'm going home after this and doing research, right? So my entire focus is on this season and this team right now.
Got it. But after football, you have some big plans then, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's something that interests me. And I mean, all the guys on this team have hobbies, right? So I mean, just something that they're interested in that they spend a lot of time doing. So that's something that I enjoy doing. So
this type of work, though, is that something you could talk to your teammates about, or is it you got to go outside of the football world?
I mean, every now and then I can talk to guys about it. I mean, it's not like it's not like I have to talk about it on a super technical level.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's a lot of smart guys on this team that I talk to, and I mean it's definitely an interesting thing. So.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're helping people and stuff, and I'm sure your teammates are interested in what you're doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Matt. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Listen up, Denver Broncos fans. Paramount Plus is your streaming home to catch every local NFL on CBS game this season. Visit ParamountPlus.com to start your free trial and stream Russell Wilson and the boys as they battle the league's best. Plus, get an all-access pass to 24/7 NFL content with CBS Sports HQ, Fantasy Football Today, NFL Slime Time, and more. And this year, Paramount Plus is your streaming destination for Super Bowl 58. Another action-packed Broncos season with the NFL on CBS awaits. So stream Paramount Plus from any device all season long. Our thanks to Matt Henningsen for taking a little bit of time this week to chat. What'd you think about all that MRI stuff, Eric?
Oh, my gosh. It's a little bit beyond you, I'd say that.
Oh, you thought that I wasn't asking good questions there?
Well, just you'd like maybe a little bit more specifics. You know, how does this ligament impact?
Ligament?
Yeah.
Did you even listen to it? Oh. My goodness.
There's not a lot of ligaments in the brain, I don't think. But you never know. You really maybe you're right. I don't know. You know.
You don't think there's
I don't know.
You don't think there's any ligaments in the brain?
Well, it is a muscle, right? They say your brain is a muscle, so I don't know. Maybe we're having a breakthrough right here in the scientific world. Dr. Sanjay Gupta will be on with us next week. You know, he hopes
about
to
brain it. Ligaments. Swanson, fact check, any ligaments
any
in
ligaments
the brain?
In the brain?
This is beyond my comprehension.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I think there's
a bunch of research articles.
You pulled up the paper, you did. Yeah, research article. You see Matt's in there?
I don't see his on there.
But it is cool. You know, Eric, over the years, you know, inside that Broncos locker room, you meet different guys, and it's clear that, like, some of these guys, they are, like, already planning long-term. Like, they've got, like, a lot of passions outside of football and, like, a lot of interests and stuff. And, like, they're obviously very, you know, into football, and it's, like, their whole world here. But they know that their career won't last forever. And so, like, a guy like Matt, you know, like, it sounds like he's going and already has, like, sort of a promising career outside of this sport. So I always enjoy talking to those types of guys who are, like, you know, they've got this sort of – passion away from the game. You know, it's fun chatting with them.
Yeah. So he's doing, just because we got multiple Wisconsin guys, right? Multiple guys who went to college in Wisconsin. It's just funny thing. He's doing like
engineering.
I was thinking of Quinn Meinerz.
Oh, well, he went to Wisconsin Whitewater.
Right, but in Wisconsin.
That is true. He went to school in Whitewater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I was just thinking about, like, Matt Henningsen is doing research papers, and he's pushing trees.
That is true. Quinn likes to go up into the Canadian wilderness.
No, I will say Quinn likes astrology in space, so he's got...
Oh, that is true.
...interests, but...
It is true.
It's just funny, like, thinking about the research paper versus the trees.
The tree pushing, yeah, that is a stark contrast. I did ask Matt, I said, you ever talk to any of these guys about your papers? And he kind of chuckled. But then he was like, well, guys like are interested in what I'm up to, so they asked me about it.
Yeah, they're being nice, probably.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. But, cool.
It's sounds like sometimes cool we're like, Swanson, what are you doing? And they start talking. We're like, you guys want to go get lunch?
Yeah. Exactly. It's just like, just too much
when
about
he talks
like,
about the shading, I just kind of...
The shading is what...
I get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really because the light is coming from only one, you know, area outside. So it's like, it does get very complicated.
Yeah.
And I just don't care. So
I think that's part of it, right?
Eric, it's been a while, but we do have a voicemail.
Okay.
What is it? 707 neutral? Is
that's
that what
it?
Leave a voicemail.
That is it.
Dial it up.
This one is from our friend with Zach with a C.
One C.
One C, non-traditional spelling, and he always brings it. So here we go.
You know, Ron Swanson over there, Ben Swanson. You got to take it easy on him missing shows and stuff because, you know, he's got an artist mind. And you guys joke about him being a Renaissance man, but he really is. You know, if you're the artist man, you got to give him time away. They got to take the time out in the wilderness to let their minds, settle and like get into themselves and they get all creative. And that's how we get weird photographs of grasshoppers with football players scoring touchdowns in the background, like he did a little bit ago. Anyhow, sorry for the long rant. Catch you guys later. Roll country! Yay!
Swanson, what did you think about that?
You know, he's right.
You need to get away and clear your mind.
Well, I really need to get away from you two mostly. So it's kind of nice to clear my head.
If there's one thing that's clear about this podcast, it's that Swanson doesn't get enough time off because he's just here all the time. He never misses a show.
What do you think about
What Zach says, I need to miss the shows every once in a while.
Yeah.
What about like once a week?
Yeah, it would be nice.
That's what's been happening.
Yeah. What about the grasshopper shot? Can you explain what that was about?
I think he was, there was in training camp, like up on the berm, like with the fans.
Where the fans
there was I did take a shot of a grasshopper with like fans right behind it. But no football.
Do you think
players.
That's what he was talking about?
Were they cheering for the grasshopper or what was kind of the situation?
Was it a Jiminy Cricket?
About. They were milling about, the fans.
Oh, they were milling.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's what they do up top there. They mill
the
about.
Grasshoppers?
They get their autographs from Nick Ferguson.
Jiminy Cricket was a cricket, not a grasshopper. Sorry.
Nothing gets past
continue.
You.
Sorry. There have been a lot of grasshoppers.
You ever seen Bug's Life?
Yeah.
Those were grasshoppers.
I think that's grasshoppers.
Yeah. They were bullying the ants.
Shaking my
big
head.
Big bullies.
They can kind of fly. It's like a jump that turns into like sort of a.
What was the grasshopper's name in Bug's Life? It might have been Hopper.
Fitting. That's
nice. Hopper.
Yeah. That's nice. Well, it must have been a memorable photo because he knew it. Yeah. I also think we referenced it on the show.
Yeah, well, there's grasshoppers, there's bumblebees.
There's certainly birds.
Butterflies.
Eagles, maybe? Some eagles in the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Anything else?
Yeah. No, I think those are it.
I think those are some of the
you,
main
Zach.
Things.
Zach always brings that energy, you know.
He does.
I like that.
Roll country.
Oh, are you all right?
I tried to do it, but I
don't
have
the... Yeah, it's hard to get there.
Yeah.
A lot of warm-up.
I'll leave it to the pros.
Yeah, exactly.
He does some vocal exercises.
Yeah. A lot of sprays and teas and humidifiers.
Mists. Any misting?
Okay. You miss for sure. Yeah.
You walk through the mister.
Yeah, of course you do. That's the only way it works. Yeah. So
works for pretty much everything.
Yeah, exactly. It helps. It can help. If it can help, try
it. We do it. Yep.
Yeah, you try it. Eric, any shout-outs to get to? Any shout-outs? Of course, Liz Gerald's.
That's right. Our friend.
Yep.
Colleague.
Yeah.
community savior?
She's out in the community, always doing her thing.
What's going on in the community this week? Swanson?
They hosted a girls' high school flag football exhibition
at
the field house here at Centura Health Training Center.
Mm-hmm.
Had a few players out to show their support. Let's see, we had Justin Simmons, Nick Benito.
Of course.
PJ Locke.
PJ Locke.
Nick Benito was calling some plays.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, can you give us an example of what play he called?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to give away their plays.
The flag football plays? Yeah. Oh, got it.
They got offense or defense?
Offense.
Wristband or
Isn't
no?
Interesting.
Go deep.
Yeah, go deep. That's what I say. Get open.
No wristband. Well, actually, the
easy place. Easy place.
Some of the
like.
Players did have wristbands.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's serious. They're so intense.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious.
No, I know. I know. They're moving around.
It's
serious?
A lot of fun. Huh?
Yeah.
Audio?
Serious?
Yeah, serious.
Serious Black.
That's right. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. to that guy.
I know.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Dumbledore.
Spoiler.
Dumbledore, yeah.
What?
No, not actual
wow,
Serious Black.
Wow, Swanson actually
actor,
was a spoiler.
The actor
Gosh,
who played...
The actor who played Dumbledore died.
Right, he passed away. Can I say now both Dumbledores.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Both Dumbledores. There's reunited.
Two. There's two. Maybe they'll do...
What's that? What? Is
Beyond
that too
the
much?
Veil. Yeah. No, I think it's okay.
I thought that was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's at least, you know, we don't know what happens for sure, but I like to think that two Dumbledores are back together. That's okay to say.
They were together
so.
Before?
I don't know if they're, well, I don't know. Maybe always a piece of them stays yeah. with the character, you know?
Really That's getting true. Into That's character there.
The beard probably.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So. Yeah.
R.I.P.
And then, of course, Dumbledore, the character.
Right.
Excuse me?
Also.
If you know, you know. I-Y-K-Y-K. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Oh, sad
hard.
End to
it's
this
hard.
Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Method actor.
Cherish your loved ones.
Yeah. Everybody thought Snape was, you know, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into
yeah,
it.
This podcast is long enough.
Yeah. Anything else?
What do you think about you?
He had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, any other shout outs? Shout out to Coach Prime, of course. Another star-studded game
LeBron
weekend
James,
affair
huh?
up there. Yeah, LeBron, Jay-Z's going to be there. Matthew McConaughey scheduled to be up there.
Jokic
so.
Was too busy or something?
I don't know. Well, yeah, maybe he's just riding his horses right now.
Coach Prime had Sean Payton's back this week.
Yeah, he said, that's my guy.
He said, that's my guy. He's going to figure it out. He
said, leave him alone down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Sean Keeler, maybe, who was
Yeah, that's
poking,
a Northwestern cat.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a cat. He's a
cats
type
guy?
Of a cat.
Cat's guy?
He's both. Yeah, he's cat's guy and can't. A cat.
And yeah, a cat.
And a cat.
Oh, interesting. I just do the one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The Broncos, of course, play in Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, that's Sean Payton's hometown.
My old stomping grounds?
In your old stomping. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't know where you were.
Let's make this about me, please.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He said that the grass has changed there.
The grass, yeah. Well, yeah. The grass in Evanston, let me tell you.
Long, really
we'll
high.
Slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
The if Cats, Miami, if the Dolphins played in at North...
At Ryan Field?
Ryan Field, yeah. That,
I should have let you guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say Cats. Kyle Field, but I think that's Texas A&M. Right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Trevor
Kyle.
Simeon
Kyle Field.
Yeah.
Trevor, oh,
yeah.
Hey, Trev got picked up?
Trev, yeah, by the Jets.
The Jets, yeah.
Who knows? They
Who knows?
Play
he could
the
get in there.
They play the Chiefs this weekend.
He could get in there, mm-hmm.
depending on how that goes. Maybe Trevor Siemian returns to Denver to play next week. That would be my brain would.
Yeah,
explode.
You can handle. I don't think you can handle.
I don't
it.
Think.
Yeah.
I'd probably just have to take the week off.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you'd have to be with Swanson outside.
PTO.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be okay.
Yeah, that would be too much. That'd be too much.
Northwestern plays Penn State this weekend in Evanston. I'll miss it.
That's a big one. Penn State's a very good football team.
I was looking
team.
Forward to maybe doing the Cats and Broncos.
What time is it? What time is that
10 a.m. Mountain. 11 a.m. Central.
The Buffs game is at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, both games will be on at the same time.
Yeah, which one do you think will get more
know.
Views?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. James Franklin, of course, Penn State's head coach.
Yes.
He had his team practice in silence this week to prepare for Northwestern.
Because it's going to be so quiet on the field. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Kind of like the COVID.
It's kind of like a reverse.
That's kind of a shot, isn't it?
that is a little bit of a shot, I would think.
Yeah.
It's a big blast. How do you, what do you have to do to prepare for the silence?
Everybody be quiet.
Whisper the play.
Yeah.
Wow. I never thought about that as being a problem, but I guess maybe.
Yeah.
You know, if you're out there yelling.
Northwestern has averaged 15,000 fans per game so far.
Wow. Well, it's been a tough.
What's the capacity?
They're getting a new stadium too, right?
50,000, I think.
Oh.
Still getting a new one, or is that TBD. Sort of a TBD? Yeah.
I know.
We don't talk about
it.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. Okay, well.
You like the deep dish pizza?
I do like deep dish pizza. I think, but I don't think of it as pizza. Oh. I think of it sort of like its own. It's like a different sort of deal. It's a, like, it's not like
it's
pizza.
A pie.
Yeah, it's like a pie. Exactly. Yeah. It's not really like a casserole, but it's like it's a pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy the, when I'm eating it, I'm like, this tastes good.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a little heavy for me.
It's heavy. You can only do one slice.
Yeah. Like, I actually like Detroit style a little better.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Me too. Crispy in the corner, the corner pieces, nice. A little bit crisp there. That's tasty.
But if anybody's going out to the game, Bronco game.
Yeah.
And you're looking for a deep dish, I like Lou Malnati's the best.
Yeah, that's my favorite as options. Well, too. Not a sponsor of this program, but, no, but that is a good one.
It would
one.
Be kind of a weird sponsor.
That would be.
But if you like it,
we're open
this
to
week,
it.
You know what
sure.
I've done? Lumals, which is
Lou's
what we
is what
yeah.
call it.
You say Lou's, I say Lumals.
Okay.
For short, I don't know. I think I would know. you can get it delivered to your house, like
in
cold,
Denver?
Like refrigerated.
Oh.
Like in a
frozen.
Like, kind of a frozen. And then you put it in the oven, and then you can make it at home.
Wow.
It's not the same, but it's close.
Yeah. I like people to just make it for me.
Yeah, exactly. But what if you live in Denver?
I'll just go somewhere else.
Yeah, you go to Detroit style pizza.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. If you really think about it, it makes a lot of sense.
Shout out Matt Boyer.
Friend of the program. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Swansea,
Chicago,
you like it? You want to weigh
city,
in? On
great
it?
City.
Yeah. The buttery crust.
You
can too.
I like the Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm talking about the Chicago.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good. Yeah.
But which place? Good. You like Uno's, Giordano's, Romanati's?
I don't have a spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, you got to go to
Great city. Great city.
It's a nice city. The weather is, if you go
but
there
this
too,
time
right
of year,
now, it's going to be really nice.
Yeah.
A couple months from now.
Do an architecture boat Sunday. Tour.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you remember a long time ago?
Lloyd Wright, right?
Frank
Lloyd Wright.
Wright.
Yeah. We call him Lloyd.
I was close.
We call him
if
him
you
Lloyd
know
him
like me and Lloyd, we go to Lumas after, and we just hang out.
Yeah.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah. What do you call Evanston?
Evies?
Yeah.
E-Town.
Yeah, E-Town.
E-Town,
yeah. Pop up to Evies.
Pop up. Old Wrigleyville.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice city.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice city. The water, beautiful right there. It's nice.
Do a little architecture tour.
Yeah.
We used to...
Sausage King in the Midwest.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
Meet him
see
out
Ferris?
There.
See Ferris?
Yeah, you can see Fresh Ferris. Save him.
Chicago, but yeah. Abe Froman.
Oh, sorry, Abe. My apologies.
Good opportunity to watch the best movie ever made.
Yeah. It's a nice film.
Great.
Cinema.
We used to do a road trip thing on DenverBroncos.com where each person would suggest like their favorite
spot. That's
true. You remember
that? Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
No.
Too much work. Too much.
That's right. Well, we were just all recommending bars.
it was too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zombie Dust?
Oh, yeah. You get one of those out there?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm reminiscing a little too much. We can end
this podcast. Is
College
going
days.
Out with a whimper.
We're going, Gone with the Wind? Is that what you said?
If you
going
are from Chicago and you're listening to this podcast, you just loved that segment.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're Brandon from Iowa and you tell people you're from Chicago.
Oh, do people in Iowa say that?
I think if you're within like 100.
Indiana, I think maybe you
anywhere,
can say
like
it. Yeah, you're
Milwaukee.
Like, you fly into Chicago
Gary,
and you can drive over. Yeah.
Maybe like Eastern Iowa, like the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, really? You just sort of say that. Yeah.
Kinda.
Otherwise, you're like, where? You're like, this is Chicago. Yeah. You're like, oh, got it.
I've never heard of Milwaukee.
Man, Milwaukee, they sent some shockwaves throughout the association this week.
Oh, the baseball team with clinching the division?
No, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh.
Yeah. Yo, look at you knowing the baseball. Wow.
Yeah.
You don't like it, but
boring,
you know
but
it.
I know it.
Yeah. Somebody I saw a very funny post that said, Dame Dollar, now a buck.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Dame Dollar, now a buck.
Yeah.
It works nice. I think that's why it happened.
Mm.
It was too good to pass up that.
My poor Miami Heat.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy Butler was sad.
Yeah, that's true.
Still, Jokic, he's...
He's out there making video on Instagram Live, making videos.
He'll be fine.
In his feelings.
Jokic, he don't even... He's like,
I saw a tweet today. That, do you think Jokic knows?
Yes, he did. It's funny how that's become his brand, like just sort of aloof and just like not really caring, but I think he knows. He's preparing. He's ready. Got to get ready for the Suns now.
He's detoxing, putting the phone away.
Oh, yeah, just like stay in the moment.
Yep. Out in the woods with Swanson.
Yeah, clearing his mind for the season. All right. Probably time to wrap this thing up, I think so.
You want to go another 15?
We'll be back on Monday. I don't know if Swanson will be here.
Probably not.
Yeah, he'll probably be stuck somewhere in Chicago and Iowa.
Yeah. Iowa, Chicago, Iowa. Interstate 80, baby.
Yeah. He'll be driving back.
Naming the roads?
Maybe you go right through South Dakota on your way across.
That's not how that works.
Sometimes if you want to go up to Mount Rushmore.
If you're driving from Chicago to Denver, there's no way
you're
going
to Mount Rushmore.
You could really go anywhere.
Oh, well, you have to drive. You don't want to drive through Nebraska now. So you
don't
have
to. You can drive through Iowa and then get to Nebraska. You don't want to drive through Nebraska? Why not?
No. It's Nebraska.
Oh.
I'm upsetting our fans from Nebraska.
That's true.
I just can't like Nebraska. As a former buff, I cannot.
You're a former buff?
I'm a forever buff, actually. Yeah. Sorry.
Gosh, look at those arms.
Yeah, I'm a forever buff. On the Jordan Beasley plan.
Yep.
So forever buff. Doing. Forever buff. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Ben Swanson and Eric Dalala, I am Phil Milani. You've been listening to
The Neutral Zone.